Hey, it's Kawar Latif from Renko.de. If you've been following my work, you've already heard me talk about LLM seeding, planting your content inside AI ecosystem so it gets cited in ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, Perplexity, and more. But here's the thing, just like Google rankings, you can actually track your LLM rankings. That's the frequency with which these AI platforms mention you or pull your data into their answers. And today I'm going to show you how to improve those rankings step by step so that AI platforms can't help but reference your content. Section 1, what are LLM rankings? Think of LLM rankings as the new SEO leaderboard. Instead of I'm number 3 on Google for this keyword, it's I get mentioned 5 times out of 10 in AI responses for this topic. The more mentions you get, Runan, the more brand recall you create. The more indirect traffic you get from people searching your name afterward, the more authority you build inside AI models. And unlike Google, where results change daily, AI citations can stick around for months, even years, if you seed the right way. Section 2, the four levers that boost LLM rankings. From my UAE experiments at Renko, there are four main levers you can pull to climb the LLM charts. Lever 1, entity-rich content. Instead of obsessing over keywords, focus on entities, the names, places, stats, events, and industry-specific terms that define your niche. AI loves these because they're factual and help anchor its memory. Lever 2, multi-platform presence. Don't restrict yourself to your own website. AI pulls from everywhere: blogs, forums, LinkedIn, Medium, even GitHub. The wider your spread, the better your odds of embedding in the model. Lever 3, multilingual content. In the UAE, mixing English and Arabic content gave me a 70% boost in AI citations. And it's not just about translation, it's about cultural and contextual adaptation. Lever 4, structured formatting. Headings, bullet points, tables, definitions. These make it easy for AI to digest and store your content accurately. Section 3, tracking your LLM rankings. Just like SEO tracking, you need to monitor progress. Here's my process. Pick your core topics. Run queries in ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, and Claude. Note how often your content appears with or without direct brand mentions. Repeat monthly to track improvement. Over time, you'll see which seeds are sticking and which ones need refreshing. Section 4, real example from the UAE market. In one of my recent tests, I seeded 5 pieces of bilingual content about AI in real estate. After 30 days, these queries were pulling my stats into AI answers over 60% of the time. That meant not only was my data stored, but the AI trusted it enough to reuse it repeatedly. The kicker? I did this without building a single backlink. Section 5, action plan to improve LLM rankings. If you want to get started today, here's your checklist. Audit your niche for high-value entities. Create fact-rich, well-structured content around them. Publish it across multiple trusted platforms. Add at least one additional language for your market. Track AI citations monthly and refresh stale seeds. Do this for 90 days and you'll start noticing the lift, both in AI mentions and in branded search traffic. Outro, final thought, Google rankings used to be the holy grail. Now LLM rankings are where the real opportunity is. The earlier you start, the more embedded you become. And the more embedded you are, the harder it is for competitors to replace you. In the next guide in this LLM seeding cluster, I'm going to break down LLM seeding for real estate SEO because some industries, like property, have massive untapped AI potential. This is Kawar Latif, helping you own your space in AI search.